This is Corinne LaRue with FFA Today, and here at the 90th National FFA Convention, I have Brian Leek with Monsanto. Brian, can you tell me a little bit about the booth here at the Expo today?
Absolutely. We're thrilled to be here today, and one of the many things that we have going on as part of Monsanto being involved in the 90th Annual FFA Convention is really kind of a robust platform of programs highlighted by our new Modern Ag Platform Program. And you know, we're really focusing on what modern ag means in this day and age, as well as some of the programs that fit within that and beneath that. And one of those examples is our America's Farmers program, in particular our America's Farmers Grow Ag Leaders program. And one of the main things that we're talking about today is an opportunity that opens on November 15th to enroll and apply for a $1,500 scholarship towards post-secondary education in an ag-related field.
That's great, and that sounds like an amazing opportunity for students. Speaking of the FFA members here, I mean, you've got a booth set up today, and I just kind of want you to describe the scene here a little bit and what your experiences have been with FFA members so far.
Yeah, we just opened a few minutes ago, and already we've got some people pouring in, so it's great to see these folks engaged and interested in what not only Monsanto, but different members of the ag community are kind of saying. And, you know, one thing that's really important for your members to know is that, you know, there's no question that it's important for Monsanto and other large companies to advocate for ag, but the grassroots and really the youth voice is so strong as far as being advocates for ag and really kind of telling people, whether that be mainstream or in your own communities, urban settings, rural settings, about the importance of modern ag and really what ag's all about. I mean, today we are more disconnected from where our food comes from than ever before. So having advocates in this area is really, really important.
And what do you think that FFA members can do? As you know, they are the future farmers of America is what FFA stands for. So how do you think that they can help with that disconnect of communication between producer and consumer?
Well, it's really simple, and the answer in my mind is having those conversations and engaging not only with people who have like-minded views, but maybe those dissenting opinions, and get people to think about things a little bit differently. I think that's key, is just having those open and honest conversations.
Okay, perfect. And anything else that you would like FFA to know about your booth here at the 90th National FFA Convention?
Yeah, I would just say, come on and stop by. We'd love to see you. And, we've got some great giveaway items. And then last and certainly not least, I just wanted to impart with the scholarship website. It's www.growagleaders.com. So just a reminder that we do have more than $500,000 in scholarships available this year.
All right. And once again, what was your position with Monsanto?
I'm Monsanto's Advocacy and Communications Manager.
With Brian Leek at Monsanto at the National Convention Expo here, Corinne LaRue with FFA Today.